Hi, I'm Matt Starr. You're listening to NITV Radio. Welcome to our daily COVID update for New South Wales and Victoria for Monday, the 11th of October. New South Wales recorded 496 new locally acquired cases to 8 p.m. last night and 8 deaths. It's the first day of the lockdown restrictions easing for the fully vaccinated across the state after crossing the 70% double dose benchmark last week. From today in New South Wales, people are allowed up to 10 visitors in their home, up to 30 people at outdoor gatherings, and the reopening of venues such as gyms, hairdressers, retail, and indoor dining, all with capacity limits. QR code check-ins will still be used at venues, and you must be able to provide proof of your vaccination status. Masks are still mandatory in all indoor venues. The Western New South Wales Local Health District recorded 13 new cases, 5 in Walgett, 3 in Orange, 2 in Dubbo, 2 in Bourke, and 1 in Wellington. The Far West Local Health District recorded 4 new cases, all of which were in Dayton. On to Victoria, where there were 1,612 new locally acquired cases overnight and 8 deaths, including a man in his 40s from Port Phillip. Regional Victoria recorded 122 new cases overnight, including 36 in Mildura, 18 in Baw-Baw, 16 in Latrobe, and 15 in Greater Shepparton. A full list of today's regional case numbers and locations is available in the COVID update article on our website. The 36 new cases in Mildura bring the LGA's total active cases to 90. Mallee District Aboriginal Services in Mildura is running Koori-only COVID testing under the water tower there and walk-in vaccinations at the centre on Madden Avenue. That's running today, and we'll keep you updated if there are any further plans for more moving forward. Victoria's Health Minister Martin Foley announced that starting today, the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines will now be available to those aged over 60 at Victorian state vaccination centres. This is due to a large supply of both vaccines and a strong early uptake by young people over the last month. That's all for today's update. I'm Matt Starr. For more information and the latest COVID updates, please go to our NITV Radio website.